Less than a year after a new presidential administration has taken the reins, it has initiated many policy changes, several reversing the actions of the prior administration. In this power brief, we discuss three such changes. First, we look at the EPA's reversal on carbon emissions policy, and more generally, emission standards from fossil-fired power plants, seeking to go back to pre-Biden administration standards. Second, we summarize how renewables development is being impacted by new tariffs and tax credit changes. Third, in October, the Secretary of Energy directed the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to promulgate rules that standardize and facilitate interconnection of large electrical load, including the often discussed data centers. While the commission is interested, jurisdictional issues and an aggressive timeline could be hurdles to rulemaking. This power brief also examines developments in power markets, including growing capacity costs in some regions, in the face of growing demand and ongoing bottlenecks in power plant construction. We also review gas market developments, as these markets increase in importance with the acceleration of natural gas-fired generation development and anticipated liquefied natural gas exports. Finally, we take a quick look at April's power blackout in the Iberian Peninsula, still being investigated, and what, if anything, it may portend for the North American power system. There is a quote of debated origin that says, "There are weeks when decades happen." For the energy industry, the pace of activity in 2025 has felt like that, and many expect that to continue into the coming year.